AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Her family says a 22-year-old college senior, Barty Shahani, who was critically injured at the AstroWorld Festival in Houston, has died.
What happened to my blessing, though?
Her mother, Karishma Shahani, became emotional.
I want my baby back, you know? I won't be able to live without her. It's impossible. You know what I'm saying? I'm empty here. My Barty.
Shahani is the ninth person to die from the concert. Throngs of fans surged toward the stage last week during a performance by headliner Travis Scott. The defense is rested in the Kenosha, Wisconsin murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. He's accused of killing two people during a night of violent protest last year in Kenosha. At Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns.
Our veterans represent the best of America. You are the very spine of America, not just the backbone. You're the spine of this country.
Earlier, the Biden administration announced a federal effort to better understand, identify, and treat medical conditions suffered by troops deployed to toxic environments. The contagious Delta variant is driving up coronavirus hospitalizations in the Mountain West and fueling disruptive outbreaks in the North, a worrisome sign of what could be ahead this winter. Trends are improving in Florida, Texas, and other southern states. A federal appeals court temporarily blocked the release of records sought by House committee members investigating the January Capitol riot as the court considers an emergency request by former President Donald Trump. The stay intended to give the court time to consider Trump's arguments against release of the documents, which was otherwise scheduled for tomorrow without a court order. Major indexes are still headed for weekly losses on Wall Street after being tripped up by reports on rising inflation. The Dow finished down 158 points. This is AP News. An 89-year-old Rhode Island man has finally achieved his dream.
Manfred Steiner had always been fascinated by physics, but instead went into medicine after retiring in 2000.
I really don't want to spend my life just sitting around.
So he enrolled at Brown University, and after nearly two decades of classes,
I made it.
Steiner earned a PhD in physics.
This was the most gratifying point in my life.
His advice to others, if there's something you want to do,
go ahead and try it.
Now that he has, Steiner hopes to catch on as a research assistant.
I'm not looking for a paid job. You know, that's
I'm Sagar Meghani.
A new report says a beam crack that forced the closure of an interstate bridge connecting Arkansas and Tennessee likely began when the span was fabricated in the 1970s. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.